just want to read those verses again. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, not in ourselves, not in every circumstance, but we thank him that he does that in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ. And as Robert was sharing, I was just looking at those verses, and did you notice what it says? Did you notice some specifics that it is really trying to bring out and that Robert was bringing out? It says, maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge. Did you notice that? It was his knowledge. His knowledge. But, I mean, that being the case, then it's his knowledge, not our knowledge of him. We're always working on our knowledge of him instead of finding his knowledge. Who maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge. But then we're not even manifesting his knowledge. Doesn't say to do that. Maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge. The savor of his knowledge. Not even let's go make manifest his knowledge, or let's go manifest the knowledge of the Lord, or share, you know, that. It's the savor of it. The savor of knowing him in the way that he wants to be known as incense. And that he wants to be, when I say to be made known, he wants to be known as savor of it. And that's very different. And then I wrote down that we have that, and Robert was really emphasizing this, that we have this savor on and in us because we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ. We're, the knowledge that we have of him is not the sweet savor. It's the savor of him that is a sweet savor of Christ. And then it's not what you and I know about him. It's how we know him. Do we know him as essence or as knowledge? Are we proud of the knowledge we have, but lacking in the essence that spreads everywhere we go, or it doesn't spread at all, and we're too busy spreading our knowledge? In fact, I wrote down, stop spreading the knowledge of him. There are some quarters I could get in a lot of trouble saying that. Stop spreading the knowledge of him. Spread the fragrance of him who is. Spread the fragrance of him who is the fiery incense. Amen. If you would like prayer, just where you are, make an altar in your heart. Make an altar in your heart. And let's just ask the Lord to make what was shared today, this morning, a burning altar within us, not just the burnt offering altar, but the altar of incense. Father, we bow our hearts, not just our heads or bodies. We bow our hearts, and we humbly come to you knowing that we maybe place too much emphasis upon the knowledge. We want it to be on you. We want your essence. If we don't have your essence, we just have everything about you, but are lacking you in this beautiful, self-giving, fiery way that actually doesn't destroy you. It just changes your form from physical to fragrance to savor. Lord, we want, Father, we want that which is Christ, that you see in us. But maybe you see him as incense in us, but again, he is maybe not lit. Maybe we have not lit the fire to take away the knowledge, to burn away the knowledge, and to bring forth the essence of him who is incense, who is fiery incense. And this is what you want spread. And this is what you want to rise out of these earthen vessels, these sensors, these physical sensors that give off essence because there's a fire in us in relationship to Christ crucified. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. But Lord, may your word be spirit and life in us, Father, that our hearts would melt at the sound of your voice when we hear it through a brother or sister. That our hearts would melt because it's not words and knowledge, that it is rising and touching and ministering to us as incense. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. We want you set a fire in us. We want you to be set on fire in us. Lord, we get dull. We get just not really caring at times, and other times just not in tune. But Father, every time, Lord, as Robert said, every time there's a meeting, it doesn't have to just be another meeting. But that depends on our hearts individually, not how good Robert's sermon was or anyone else's. That depends on us as individuals, as we cry out, as we say, I'm here for you, Jesus, as we hang on the words, waiting for the dove to land on the words and make it essence. Father, shake us out of our lethargicness. Awaken us more. Lord, starve us to make us hungry. Whatever it takes to find you in your essence and to be able to everywhere in all things, even without being aware of it, if we have allowed that fire to burn in us for you, to be in a different form than knowledge form, than solid form. If we have allowed you, or at least given you permission in us to become essence form, then Father, we don't have to worry. Your fragrance is there. It touches others without words. It touches others without even us knowing we're next to someone or near to someone who, for whatever reason, Jesus, the fragrance spreads to them. Oh, be alive in us, fiery Jesus. Be alive in us. fill up the walls of these earthen vessels. Make us more than Christians. Make us censers that carry you. And may you rise out of us, not just affecting those that perish and those that are saved, but rising to your heart, Father, rising where you are getting the sweet savor of your Son. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, Holy Spirit, just move right now on each heart that is hungry and broken, and or maybe not hungry or broken at all, but knows that this is the way and they want to walk in it. Spread out. Spread your wings over us, not just at this moment, but may we tremble for you to have your way. Holy Spirit, holy dove. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.